Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Right, lots of questions for Jess Kelly, a Newstalk's technology correspondent who has just joined us. But first, Jess, smartphones will be obsolete in 10 years, according to Meta.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see this prediction and for a timeline to be put alongside it. Their AI scientist, the chief AI scientist at Meta, Yann LeCun, said that he believes in the next 10 to 15 years, we won't have smartphones. It's all going to be about augmented reality glasses and bracelets that'll talk to smart intelligent assistants that are around the place. Now, if you and I were talking 15 years ago, we would have been talking about Google Glass.
Yeah.
Do you remember that lived and died?
I remember trying it and I wasn't that impressed.
I think it was slightly ahead of its time. Now, we do know that Meta has a partnership with Ray-Bans. And so there's the Facebook Ray-Ban glasses that allow you to take phone calls. You can record videos and photographs. You can listen to your music while wearing a pair of Ray-Bans.
And where is it stored? In the cloud?
It's in the cloud, yeah. And it can be associated with your Instagram and your Facebook account. So if you wanted to take content, the point of view that it gets is incredible because obviously you're hands-free. So say, for example, if you were a chef, if you're Gareth Mullins,
yeah,
and you want to film yourself making one of the Notion's dishes that Gareth makes, and he has his glasses on. He's completely hands-free. So you can see as he's stirring, as he's doing
that's
things.
That's a very good idea and a very practical application of it. But I mean, for the rest of everyone's lives.
Well, my issue with it is, imagine walking down Grafton Street or any street in Ireland and you can hear people chatting away, not only their side of the conversation, but the other side of the conversation as well. Or they're talking into their smartwatch like they're a Power Ranger. Is that something that we really want? Or I've spoken to Luke O'Neill about this and he has spoken a lot about embeddable tech. So perhaps we're going to have chips built into our bodies and rather than having a car key and a fob to get into hearing news talk, you'll have a little chip in your hand that'll scan, open the door, it'll start your car, it'll unlock your house. So there's no denying that things are changing. But I don't know that I buy the 10 to 15 year timeline for the smartphone to become obsolete.
My dog has a chip. Embedded.
You can follow the dog's example.
You can find the dog. All right. Okay, Jess, some of the questions coming in. I need to replace my smartphone as I've no space for apps. Can you recommend a small smartphone up to €500? But less than that would be better. I don't play games or watch videos.
Yeah, so in terms of the storage, rather than if the storage is the only issue with your current phone, I wonder, is it worth looking at moving some of the content to the cloud? So, for example, if you download the Google Photos app and you can shimmy all your photographs into the cloud, that would free up a huge amount of space on your device and allow you to download apps. So that would be the first port of call. The second port of call, then, if you do want to get a smartphone, the Samsung A52 is ideal and ticks all of those boxes for you.
I can't purchase movies on my YouTube Premium anymore. Error RWE03. I'm not purchasing anything on any dodgy sites. So do you know how to fix this, please? The support YouTube page for this issue is not working either. That's from Marion.
I wonder, Marion, I don't know, but just ensure that you're Google account is associated with Ireland. So I know sometimes, you know, if I get a new phone and I set it up when I'm over with my sister in the UK, it can be set up on the UK Play Store. And then when I come home to Ireland, it doesn't let me have to re-establish the account as being based here in Ireland. So go into your Google settings and ensure that your location is here in Ireland. If that's not the case, or if that is the case, sorry, email me techtalk@newstalk.com and I will get onto Google for you.
Just wondering, how long should an iPad screen replacement last? I had to replace it last year. It's peeling off already and you're only able to use half the screen. Would you recommend someone reputable to replace and refurbish the iPad, or would it be worth it at 6 years old? That's from Anya.
So when it comes to replacement parts, you're always advised to go to a reputable retailer, or when it comes to Apple devices, they call them authorised retailers. So the Select stores here in Ireland would be an example of that. It depends on where you got it done. A year isn't great in terms of a screen replacement. That absolutely should not be the case. I would get on to one of the Select stores. They have branches nationwide. They will tell you if it is fixable, how much a fix would be. Also, it's worth noting they do trade-in programs, so they may be able to give you money off a new iPad if you trade that one in.
Mm. I have an iPad Air, which I bought on your recommendation. Mm-hmm. I love it, thank you,
oh,
says
the
texter.
Relief.
I'm trying to cast to my Samsung Smart TV for GAA Go, etc., but it does not seem to be compatible with AirPlay. Now, the TV may be too old. I think it's about 5 years old. I know I can use a third-party app or hardwire it to the TV. However, is there any way I can just do it directly by buying some sort of connecting device? What is the best way? That's from Kieran in Cork.
I'm just checking about the GAA Go because I do think you should be able to. Yeah, so it says here it doesn't support smart TV and game consoles, internet browsers, but you can cast through Apple AirPlay or a Google Chromecast. So my suggestion would be, rather than start faffing around with cables and whatever, if you buy a Chromecast, they're less than 40 euro. Plug it into the back of your TV, and then when you go to stream it, you'll see a little symbol in the top right corner of the match. Tap that symbol and it'll put it on your telly for you.
Okay, so the Chromecast will plug into what? HDMI?
HDMI in the back of the telly, and then it'll talk to your phone and your tablet and any device that's on the same Bluetooth and Wi-Fi network, and it'll stream the content across. That works for, you know, Netflix, for your photographs, for Spotify. You essentially end up using your phone as a remote control to direct the content.
Text for Jess, please help. My phone has reset to another language.
Oh.
And I'm not sure how to reset to get it back. Now, she's talking about resetting to factory. Now, you don't want to do that because you lose everything unless you've saved to the cloud or something.
Yeah, which is going to be arduous to do if it's in a different language. So what I would ask is, what phone do you have? And then Google, and this is something that I've done because I've been that soldier, literally Google how to find the settings for the keyboard on that particular phone. So I have an iPhone 15, for example. So I'd go to Google and I would say iPhone keyboard settings 15, iPhone 15 settings, and follow the steps. There'll be images there. So you'll know, for example, that you press the wheel symbol for the settings. And it'll guide you image by image. So just follow the pictures, ignore the language, change it back to English, and hopefully it'll do the job for you.
All right, very good. Jess, what have you got in Tech Talk this week?
This week we're on actually slightly later because Off the Ball has coverage of the Leinster match. But we are going to continue to answer your questions. So if you do have any that we didn't get to today, you can email me techtalk@newstalk.com.
Okay, Jess, thank you very much.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.